Welcome to From Fear to Fire, secrets to overcome fear, embrace your gifts, and achieve success. This is the place where real people share real challenges, and where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. Today's quote is, "You may not know it, but someone is watching, waiting for you to shine." It's anonymous. I couldn't find who actually said it first, but I liked it. So today, it's me, Heather Hansen O'Neill. I'm coming to you solo talking about this concept of people watching you. A little creepy, just a little. So no, but seriously, people are watching even if they don't engage. Just recently, I got a surprising new client. This person mentioned that part of how they decided to use me as the keynote for their upcoming sales incentive program was that all of the content that they've been seeing about me, and especially the videos that I've been posting that show me talking directly to the camera, they felt like they already knew me. And the reason it was surprising was because they hadn't ever engaged with the content. They didn't like it or comment, but they were watching. So for me, that was validation that A, it's not necessarily all about, you know, the likes and the comments, but that it's important to be intentional with what you're putting out into the world. Don't underestimate the impact that you have on others, because somebody is always watching. And it led me to think about my kids. How at times growing up, it seemed like nobody was listening to me when I imparted my wisdom. You can't see it right now, but I'm rolling my eyes at this one. I may call it wisdom here, but I know the perception from the other side is mom lecture. So all of a sudden, maybe years later, I'll overhear them sharing this same wisdom with a friend, or they've even said it back to me when I'm not on my game. It may seem like they weren't listening, but they were. And they ingested the lesson enough to know how to use it and to share it out with somebody else. That's pretty cool. Well, the problem is that people are listening and paying attention to you all the time, not just when you're spouting wisdom or looking cool. They're paying attention to the times that you made a bad choice, or the time you flew off the handle or acted, we'll just call it less than ladylike. So this is a little creepy to me, but don't forget that we're in an environment where all around us are cameras and recording devices. It's not like when I grew up in the 80s, and there thankfully it was no record of those grave mistakes that I made. There is now all the time. So, you know, now more than ever, it's important to remember that as you move forward, we're in a highly visible world. And while it may be creepy, it's also a great motivator to stay on your game, to do the work, to help you be your best self, to work with someone to help you see the things that you may be too close to see, or to hold up a mirror to reflect back what others see from the outside because you just may not be aware of it. What are you reading? What is your morning routine like? What habits are helping you to be that best version of yourself? And which ones aren't? Which ones might be harming that? It's important to remember that this is about being real and doing the things that best serve you, that help you show up as that best self, not just in presenting a version of yourself to others. Humans are looking for that authenticity. You don't have to be perfect. That's not what this is about. Your people will be rooting for you. Not everyone will be your people, but those who are want to see the real you and they want you to succeed. They're watching for it. So make sure your actions are in alignment with your dreams, with who you want to be. Because people are out there waiting for you to shine. They're rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. So how can I help you be your best self? Is there a resource that you need? Do you have a question for me? Reach out. Let me know. You know, I always love these. I love when you interact with me. I love when you leave the testimonials, and I love when you share the show out into the world. And that's why I'm doing more of these shorter solo shows in between my longer 30-minute amazing interviews with incredible people who are doing fascinating things out in the world. We're going to mix it up and we're going to give you both, okay? So if you're like me and you've got a lot going on and you appreciate a 5 to 10 minute show, you'll get that with my solo shows. If you want to hear some really interesting new nuggets, listen to the podcast with other people. We're here for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for doing what you do out into the world. I know that you are doing great things. I know that you are either shining right now or you have the potential to shine really soon. So I look forward to hearing from you. Have a beautiful day.